Leaders are given mandates, they are given time to carry out their duties, and our president right now has got that mandate. We won resoundingly in 2013, and he's got up to 2018 when the next elections are slated for. So for now, definitely, why must you be talking or questioning about the presidency or any other thing? Let him carry out his duties that he was voted in for by the majority of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe spoke on July 31, 2013, and said, want President Robert Mugabe to lead the nation. So he still has that mandate. He hasn't failed it at all. He has carried it out very diligently. He has even doubled it with the AU mission that he just completed now. And so let him do his job, and we all support him. So a one center of power scenario is always the best, because that way we don't have a lot of misplaced guidance that will stem out. We all know that our leader is one, and he's still there. He still has the mandate, and he's still so capable, and he's doing so well, and so therefore we all rally behind him.
Apart from all this kind of politics, Mr. Pepe, you know, what should the ZANU-PF party focus on from now onwards?
Well, the ZANU-PF party should focus on retiring, because anyway in life, one has to work, get tired, or get old and retire. And if you find that someone believes that he is an omnipotent person, is a demigod, he cannot retire, if he remains strong until he dies, or he remains strong, strong infinity, then there is something wrong. So every other person has got to get to a certain point where he retires and say, okay, pass the baton to somebody else to take over and run the nation. So our strategy here in Zimbabwe is because we've got a people or we've got a party that believe that they are omnipotent, they are demigods, they cannot relinquish power and hoodwink Zimbabweans such that they want Zimbabweans to believe that when we went to war to fight for one particular party, which is false and fallacy, unless if they were cheating us during those days when we were fighting. So what I'm saying is, I'm simply saying is, at least if ZANU-PF were people are friendly and they were party driven by the people's interest, they should actually step down and allow other forces to take over and make sure that they correct what they failed to correct in the last bit.
And obviously here, Mr. Chuma, we can hear that Mr. Pepe is talking about the president and that your party is not doing the right things. Your reaction to that?
It's very rhetorical for Mr. Pepe to say that, because I'm sure he clearly knows, him being in the hierarchies and the high top hierarchies of his party, MDCT, he knows how they've segmented and splitted into all those several parties that they have now. It was because of that. Tsvangirai himself refused when they challenged him to say, no, he failed as a leader and now we want to renew. And then came out Wana Biti, came out Wana Mangoma, even Wana Jobs Kala, they came out Wana Washman, all because of that. Say, no, you have done something wrong, and he still is there. And Pepe himself is still with the same Tsvangirai who refused to actually move out. So now, I wonder how come now he wants to talk about us and my president to be the one who is supposed to retire when his president in his party refused to do the same thing, hence the split. At least with us, we are still one, and we still believe in our president. That's why we're not ready to let him retire. Because remember, his mandate, his power comes from us, the people of ZANU-PF who vote him in there. He doesn't put himself in there. He doesn't wake up in the morning and say, I want to continue. But we are the ones who make resolutions province by province to say, we still have faith in you, we still think you are capable, so keep on doing that. And that's the democracy that we talk about. And so now, what Mr. Pepe wants us to do now is to depart from the democratic ways of doing things. There is no substitute for democracy. Democracy detects that we are supposed to listen to the voices of the people. And the people in ZANU-PF are still saying, Viva President Mugabe, go on with your good works. And therefore, that's why he is still there. He's not there because he wants to be there, or because maybe his family or even his wife wants him there. It is because the people of ZANU-PF, the people of Zimbabwe, still believe that he has to be there. And that is why he is there.
Mr. Pepe, you have got the right to respond.
Well, it is unfortunate that if we hear people just praising a 92-year-old person that is going to rescue this country that he has destroyed for 36 years, then we are in a total mess. If we've got Zimbabweans who are still young and believe that an old man who is 92 years can rescue this country when he destroyed it for 35 years, we've got a problem. And if we've got people that are standing behind somebody who is 92 years, then those people are very cruel. So we are actually being led, or we are actually being led by a party that has got cruel people that would feel sorry for the old man. He's 92 years old, and we know the natural retirement age for anything, whether it's a pastor, whether it's politics, at least 70 years is more reasonable, not 92 years old. And for someone to open his mouth and say a 92-year-old that has actually destroyed the fortunes and the economy of this country for 36 years can have the ideas to resuscitate the same economy that it destroyed, the same country that it destroyed, then I've got a problem. The second thing that I want to tell you, my friend, is he talks about, you know, the party having left, having people like Welshman Nube, people like me. Let me tell you one thing. ZANU-PF itself is a product of ZAPU. So for him to try and tell us that, he's talking ZANU-PF knows that there was Mzorewa, there was Tikerema. It was all those people that were actually moving out of a political system as they transformed. So it is up to Zimbabweans to judge that is, are we being told the truth that we should follow? Are we being led to a, you know, a prosperous Zimbabwe, or we are actually being led to this lot?
Mr. Chuma, you have got the last word.
All I am going to say is that the capability of any human being does not lie on age or anything else. It lies on how they carry out their mandates. And like I said before, and I'll repeat it again, our president is still doing a very fine job. He's still superintending over a business in a very fine manner. And so by so doing, we still have confidence in him.